future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Let's jump into it. Here in the UK, we've had an Easter bank holiday weekend, which means the banks were shut Monday, which means people had the weekend off work, which means everyone was out making it happen. But while that was happening, we saw something interesting. We saw the market cap for the cryptocurrency space increase over the course of the weekend. The market cap is currently $184.5 billion. So in the last 3 days, we've seen a sharp run up. So to give you some numbers and some figures here, Sunday just gone, so Sunday, April 21st, the market cap was $176 billion. It is currently $184.5 billion. So we've seen a sharp run up there. The reason why, we'll get to that in a second. But before we do, let's go through the levels real quick. Bitcoin is currently trading at $5,591, up 5% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently trading at $174. That's up 2.5%. We have Ripple currently trading at 32 cents. That's up 0.5%. Bitcoin Cash currently trading at $300. That's up 2.5%. And EOS currently trading at $5.30, up 1.5% in the last 24 hours. So Bitcoin's dominance is currently 53.5%, and the volume in the last 24 hours is $50 billion of volume traded in the crypto space in the last 24 hours. So let's look at the 7-day volume figures. They're really in line with what we've seen in regards to the increase in market cap, right? Money coming in. So the volume figure going up, and also, well, in relation to the market cap figure going up as well, is a positive. It means that fresh capital is coming into the space, right? We're seeing more capital coming in. We're seeing higher volume figures. We're seeing an increase in market cap. So overall, that's good. But there's definitely some key indicators here and some reasons why we're seeing new capital come into the space. Now, of course, for the long-term listeners, you're sold on the space. You know that this is here to stay. This is here to last. And price is only one half of the story. The other half is the tech build-out, which is really where the value is. So today we're going to be talking about a few different things. One is Bitcoin's pricey's first golden crossover since 2015. Crypto custodian BitGo one-ups Gemini with advanced security exam. And we also have crypto exchanges Huobi and Fisco investigated by Japanese watchdog. So let's jump into it and find out more. So Bitcoin pricey's first golden crossover since 2015. So The View, Bitcoin's daily chart is reporting a golden crossover, a bull cross of the 50 and 200-day moving averages. For the first time since October 2015, the crossover represents a long-term bearish to bullish trend change. A convincing close today above $5,466 April 10th high would establish another bullish higher high and boost the prospects of a rally to $6,000. That rally, however, may be preceded by a consolidation or price pullback, as the golden crossover is accompanied by the overbought readings of the relative strength index and a neutral long-short ratio. So with Bitcoin's move to five-month highs today, a notable bull crossover of key moving averages has formed for the first time in nearly 4 years. The crypto market leader jumped 5,627 on Bitstamp earlier today, the highest level since November 18th. Having revived the short-term bullish case of a repeated defense of key support at 5,170 last week. Meanwhile, the 50-day moving average has crossed the 200-day moving average, confirming a long-term bullish pattern known as the golden crossover, a technical parlance. This is the first golden crossover since October 28, 2015. Many analysts consider the indicator an advanced warning of stronger price gains in the long term. The crossover, however, is based on moving averages, which are backward-looking in nature. For instance, the 50-day moving average is based on a 1.5-month-old data, while the 200-day moving average responds to more than a 6-month-old price action. Hence, the indicator is more a confirmation on the recent bull run rather than a signal of further price gains. That said, the investor community may take heart in the fact that Bitcoin's previous bull market began just 2 days after the golden crossover in 2015. So what does this all mean? While it's positive on the technical chart side of Bitcoin's trading. This does not by any means mean that there's going to be a bull run the next 48 hours, but this is great to see. And this is something that I picked up on from a lot of different funds out there that are trading Bitcoin on a daily basis. So I think it's really interesting. It's positive to see. It's positive to see more positive news coming out, right? That's really key. And I think that more and more stories coming out, more and more positive data coming out is all key in our push forwards. So let's switch gears here. Let's talk about exchanges. Crypto custodian BitGo one-ups Gemini with advanced security exam. Crypto custodian BitGo says it has passed an advanced security review by an outside monitor, claiming to be the first crypto startup to receive this level of certification. Specifically, the company got a SOC 2 Type 2 certification, a standard security audit performed by an outside monitor, assuring that the companies keep its security practices in order. In January, the Gemini Exchange, founded by Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss, received a SOC 2 Type 1 certificate from Big Four auditor Deloitte. BitGo Chief Security Officer Tom Pegeli told media sources his company is the first startup or crypto startup to reach the next level. "There is no legal requirement for us to do that," Pegeli said. "It's done to legitimize the industry, to let people see what we're treating our work this seriously. Our customers would come to us and they want to know who audits us and what is set of controls we hold ourselves to." BitGo would not say which audit firm conducted the Type 2 exam, except that one of its so-called Big Four last summer, when it passed the Type 1 review, it identified Deloitte as the outside monitor for that exam. So the next level up, the difference between the two exams is that Type 1 certification, in order to make sure that a company has established an adequate set of controls to maintain security, while Type 2 is checking that the firm follows the rules it set for itself. As part of the examination, a service auditor needs to obtain written representation from the company's management with the description of the company's system, said Olga Lumpfinger, Vice President of Research at Audit Analytics. In a Type 2 report, the auditor will also provide a statement whether these controls were operating effectively at any point in time. Both documents are confidential and can be shown to a company's partners and clients under a non-disclosure agreement. So it's interesting what's going on there. Like, I think it's really interesting to see the exchange space, which is becoming a bit of an overcrowded market. And what's happening now is to really define themselves as the market leader and the ones to work with. They're going above and beyond with the security audits because they want to be proven as the best choice, right? Because if they have the high security audit, that means that Gemini, from their perspective, is not as safe. It doesn't mean Gemini is not as safe. It just means that these guys have a higher security audit. Maybe Gemini haven't done it, or maybe they don't want to do it, whatever the case may be. But because they have that and Gemini doesn't, that gives them an edge. It gives them an angle, and it gives them something to market as well. So on the subject of crypto exchanges, Huobi and Fisco investigated by Japanese watchdog. So let's find out more. Cryptocurrency exchanges Huobi Japan and Fisco are said to have been investigated by the country's financial watchdog last week, as Reuters report on Tuesday, citing two sources familiar with the matter, said that the financial services agency, the FSA, visited the two exchanges to assess their customer protection and anti-money laundering AML provisions. Japanese exchanges run by the two firms have recently seen big changes in the management level, and the FSA investigation was aimed to ensure whether the adequate compliance measures are in place under the new regimes. According to the sources, through the acquisition of licensed cryptocurrency exchange BitTrade, Huobi Group expanded its trading services to Japan last September. Fisco, on the other hand, has just become the owner of the Zafe exchange, previously managed by Tech Bureau, moved to sell the business to Fisco for $44.7 million. Wow. In the breach, Zafe lost approximately $62.5 million in Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Monacoin, Mona. Since then, registration of new members has been suspended, while trading, depositing, and withdrawing Mona has been on hold. The official transfer on the exchange to Fisco took place on Monday, and full services are resumed today. So Japan is one of the few countries to recognize Bitcoin as a legal method of payment. The country passed a law in April 2017 that also brought cryptocurrency exchanges under anti-money laundering, AML, no customer, KYC, rules, and mandated platforms to be licensed if they want to operate. I think with so many hacks that have been occurring, especially with exchanges, I mean, they're target number one, right, to hackers, because they hold a lot of crypto. they need to have all those provisions in place. And also when you come to money laundering and illicit funds, you know, it's good for the space to have a clean name. And the way to do that is apply the KYC and AML processes in place to make sure that people just can't open up accounts and trade and wash money through them. You know, that's really important for the whole space to come together and basically do that. And I think that's been happening in a big way. We've seen the institutionalization of a lot of different exchanges out there, you know, from senior people in investment banks moving into the space, working with a lot of different exchanges and helping them build that out. So that is happening in a big way in the background. And I think we're going to see more kind of change on the crypto regulation side before the next bull run, because I think it caught people off hand last year. And this year, people believe in technology and they know it's here to stay. I think they want to lay down the laws now before it gets a little bit out of control at the top. So the number of crypto exchanges has been offering margin has multiplied. So until recently, BitMEX, Deribit, and a handful of established exchanges were the only places where traders could get their leveraged fix. This has now changed with the emergence of dozens of exchanges offering leverage and plenty more on their way. Binance and KuCoin, the two platforms famed for driving this year's other exchange trend, the IEO, are believed to be multiplying the introduction of margin trading. In 2019, it seems everything's being served with leverage. So margin trading and initial exchange offerings, IEOs, have proven to be the dominant trends among cryptocurrency exchanges this year. Bbox is the perfect case in point. The exchange, which offers up to 3x leverage on Bitcoin, recently offered the IEO game, announcing the launch of no less than 4 projects on Bbox Orbit simultaneously to commence on April 22nd. The Force Protocol, or FOR, or Ludus, LUD, and Staking, SKR, and Xblock, IX, are offering the same. So FTX is another platform that encapsulates one of the 2019's defining crypto exchange trends, in this case for leverage. Derivatives Exchange, backed by trading firm Alameda Research, offers futures leverage tokens up to 3x and OTC trading. With leverage of anywhere from 2 to 100x, these exchanges multiply the thrill and the risk of going long or short on Bitcoin and other digital assets. Where once traders had a handful of options, now there are dozens as the number of platforms offering margin and derivative products have proliferated. I think people need to be so careful when it comes to leverage, because leverage can blow up your account so quickly. And I think there's a lot of people who are trading leverage, you know, understanding some of the benefits it brings, but maybe you're not understanding the full picture. And for a retail investor, leverage is a dangerous thing to play with. It's playing with fire. If you like high risk, leverage is for you. But you know, for most people out there looking to buy some crypto, they're looking to accumulate, they're looking to build up a position over time, leverage is not the thing to use to do that. Like, it's just not. I remember the ICO phase, there was different tactics that people used to basically leverage up their accounts, try and make some profit on Bitcoin, take it out, go into the ICO, get out, build up a more of a bigger position. Using leverage, sell out, you know, hoping the market goes their way. But if the market went against them at any point in time, their accounts would be blown up. So leverage is a dangerous game to play. And for the exchanges, it's quick because they're making money not only on offering you leverage, but also they're trading against most of their clients, right? They run something called a B-book where they trade against their clients. So they're hoping, it's in the exchange's interest that your account doesn't go through, that it blows up, it doesn't make sense. And for me, I don't really like that style. But you know, I don't think people are very aware of that. As for the IEO, I think it's great. It's bringing a lot of hype back into the space. I know Binance has been killing it on their side. We're yet to see the aftermarket trading on that and how successful that's going to be. But that's really exciting. We're seeing more and more chains that are doing that. I know EOS is, someone did an IEO on EOS. I can't remember. I think it was Cryptomatic or something like that, a payment solution. They did an IE on one of the exchanges with their EOS token. So there's a lot of exciting things happening there. It's definitely a space to watch. And I think if it continues to make waves and noises like it's doing at the minute, there definitely could be something there. And we might see more and more projects moving towards that model. However, on the other side, you have the exchanges basically calling all the shots here. Now, the question you have to ask yourself is, do you want to be working with an exchange that is deemed to be high risk, deemed to, you know, potentially be open to regulatory downfall? Like, who is the exchange you're dealing with? Because the exchanges out there that are top notch in regards to regulation, in regards to kind of, you know, being transparent and honest, they're not doing IEOs. It's the other exchanges that are kind of known as fly-by-night tactics that help them build to where they are. I don't want to mention any names, but they're the ones doing the IEOs. So you also have to put that into mind as well. So listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you so much for your time and attention as always. If you haven't already, check us out on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Hit us up on Telegram, SVK crowd, type that in, you'll find us. If you have any further questions, queries, feel free to email myself, cstory, CSTORY, at svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I've got to bounce.